entertaining. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Samini Sri Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaudavani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashupate Pracharane. How are we doing over there? Okay. A little sleepy? Stinky.
Monkey stool.
Well, maybe we could sweep it away.
It's quite a lot there.
Quite a lot there. Well, maybe we can sweep quite a lot away.
Good thing I don't have a good sense of smell.
Well,
tolerate without being disturbed.
Thanks to pictures to
buy. Some people. Excuse me?
Bruce.
Yeah, you can have a sweeper, otherwise the the old tradition is do it yourself.
Yeah, right.
To the needful.
Seems like we should, right? Do you have anything for...
Hit the garden.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samini Sumanini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaudavani Pracharini So today we're beginning chapter 15, the Purushottam Yoga chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Yoga of the Supreme Person. Okay, lazy intelligence. Oh yeah, the monkeys have been quite busy enough. We don't know if it's better or worse. But then Okay. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Urdvamula Madha Shakam Ashatam Prahuravyayam Chandamsi Yasya Pranani Yastam Veda Saveda Vis. So, Lord Krishna is giving a metaphor that there's a tree which has its branches up, its roots up, urdvamulam, and adhashakam, the branches are down. Ashvatam prahuravyam. It's said that there's such a banyan tree. What is that tree? Upside down tree.
Material world.
It's the reflection. So you're all familiar with this idea that an upside down tree is a tree that you see reflected. So there's avyayam, an imperishable tree, chandamsi yasya parinani, with its leaves being the Vedic hymns. And Chandamsi Yasya Parnani and Yastam Veda Savedavis. One who knows this tree is the knower of the Vedas. person. So the tree of this material existence is very complicated. We'll read about that in the next verse. But the Prabhupada makes an interesting point here that this tree represents half. If you take Brahman, the absolute, to be the center, then the tree and of the material world is 180 degrees. It's half. And there must be another 180 degrees forming the spiritual world.
30 was the
quarter. Huh?
30 was the material world.
Yeah, no. That means, it's quarter, but this is a different way of looking at it. If you're looking at it that we're seeing the only half of reality and there's another half, not exactly by measuring cups, calculations, but structurally or theoretical considerations.
What is the meaning of hymns?
Hymns, prayers, mantras, chanda. Chanda means the Vedic mantras, the Vedic sound vibration.
What does he mean?
Yes, Prabhupada explains that the ritualistic activities, the ritualistic formulas of the Vedas, are connected with this material world. What did we read in the second chapter? Yes. Trigunya Vishaya Veda. Krishna said that this subject matter of the Vedas is Trigunya. Now we're familiar with these three gunas from the last chapter. So that's the subject of the Vedas. How to go to the heavenly planets. How to drink somaras. How to worship the sun god and get this from him. How to do this, how to do that. All material progress, really. Dharma, artha, kama, maybe some moksha. But mostly people are interested in the Vedas. Yam imam pushpitam vacham pravadanti avipashtitaha Veda vadarata partha nanyadasthiti vayam. They're attracted by the flowery words of the Vedas. Kamatmana svargapara janma karmapalaptara. Kriya Vishesha Bahulam Kimai Sharya. What is that? Patir Pati? Let's see. Where is that? Yes. Kriya Vishesha Bahulam Janma Karma Pala Pradam Kriya Vishesha Bahulam Bhogai Sharya Gatim Bhuti. Yes, the people are attracted to the flowery words of the Vedas. These beautiful Vedic hymns that are talking about heaven, talking about the results of performing pious activities, how you'll become a king and you'll have many subjects, how you'll live a long lifetime and have many sons, how you'll, you know, all material benefits. One who performs pious acts, you know, same thing as there in other religious traditions, that if you live according to God's commandments, you'll get this, and you'll get this, and you'll get this. You'll have a long lifetime of peace and tranquility, surrounded by your family. You'll live to see your sons and grandsons and their grandsons. You know, all these sort of things. Material benefits. Material benefits. You'll have many cows and be respected by all. Material benefits. You'll go to the heavenly planet. Avipashtitaha, childish, inexperienced people are attracted to these things. Kamatmana Swarga Pada, they aspire to go to heaven, or Janma Karma Palapradam, and get the benefits of good birth, pious activities. For that, they perform so many different pious acts, Kriya, Vishesha, Bahulam. Why? Bhogai Sharirgati. For sense enjoyment and opulence. I'll become opulent and in my next life and enjoy a exalted standard of sense gratification. But in that way, bhogai sharya prasaktanam jyavasayatmika buddhi samadho navijiyate. They don't become attached to devotional service because they're too attached to sense gratification. So Krishna said, Trigunya Vishaya Veda, Nistrigunya Bhavarjana. Become free from all the three modes of material nature and become self situated, free from dualities, in this way. So that was in the second chapter, and it's been now we have a better idea what those three modes of material nature are. We have a lot of the benefit of the previous chapters of Bhagavad Gita. Now we're looking at it again and saying that one who is attracted by the ritualistic formulas of the Vedas is attracted by the beautiful green leaves of the tree. He does not exactly know the purpose of the Vedas. The purpose of the Vedas, as disclosed by the personality of Godhead himself, is to cut down this reflected tree and attain the real tree of the spiritual world. Clear? We're really in a lucky spot here today. Now what is this? This is a little piece of those fruits.
Yes. Bird eating. Bird eating.
Bird eating and leaving some remnants. What kind of remnants might he leave next?
Another date.
Maybe I'm not in the best location. What do you think?
Maybe come over here.
What do you think so? Shift left, shift right?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you...
Not underneath the tree.
You can lift
that. Okay, what you shift this for me? We'll make a strategic move here. That could have been a war. There's no security in this area. This is just, you know, we hope this is good. They left you more than me. We're getting some encouragement to go back inside. Yeah. What about the place we left behind? The old
That's shady.
That's all shady, huh?
Yeah. There's other spots.
That side, is there?
There's different places, you know. This is really important.
This is a nice place, isn't it? You like it very much. Okay, we'll push on here. We'll send our scouts to see about other possible places. There's no safe place in the material world. Yes? Excuse me? I can't hear you. Yeah, that's not in the material world. That's transcendental. Yes. Let's see what Vishnu says about that. Would the Prabhupada comment on imperishable? I think I just saw Vishwanath saying something. Vishwanath said, Ashwata tree is the best tree because it lets one fulfill one's goals of dharma, karma, artha, dharma, karma, and moksha. But according to the viewpoint of bhakti, ashva means that which will not last till tomorrow. A equals not, and svaha means tomorrow. Ashvata therefore means that which is bound to perish. For the non-devotees, however, it appears to be indestructible, avyaya. It appears like this material world is like, you know,
permanent.
This is not an illusion. This is not, you know, a temporary manifestation of an illusory energy. This is reality, baby. This is it.
One last to go around.
This is substantial. Money is substantial. Property is substantial. Sense gratification is substantial. His body is substantial.
I'm the President of the United States.
I'm the President of the United States, and you know, just because you couldn't get it together, that doesn't mean nothing's real. You're just a sore loser. Ashwata means banyan tree, but he comments that it means that which will not last till tomorrow. It's temporary, but it appears to be
eternal.
It appears to be avyaya, inexhaustible. Okay, any other questions here? Okay. Adhas chordvam prasritas tasya shaka guna prabhidha visaya pravala adhas chamulan yanu shantitani karmanu bantini manushaloke. This tree appears to be a very complicated tree. Adhas cha urdvam prasritas tasya shaka. Tasya shaka, its branches are going downward, upward. Everyone seen a banyan tree?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen? Yeah, the ones with the long roots coming down. It's going like in every which way. It has branches, and the branches let down roots, and the roots sprout more branches, and the branches more roots, and everything. There's one tree in Calcutta Botanical Garden, which is how many acres?
Okay, 3 miles.
Three miles.
3 kilometers.
3 kilometers.
One tree.
One tree. It's said to be like 5,000 years old. Calcutta Botanical Garden, yes.
You have to cross the river.
Yeah, you have to. We can all go on pilgrimage sometimes and worship the banyan tree.
No, it's just many trunks. One tree that became many trees.
It's one tree, but it's a whole forest at the same time. You know, imagine you're in the middle of that tree. You know, where am I? You are here, you know, the little signs, you are here. So that's the kind of tree it is. Branches going downward, upward, every which way, roots going this way, that way. So its branches are going up, the branches are going down. Guna pravridha, being nourished by the modes of material nature. Look at that nice typographical error in the word for word. Got my trusty pen. Do I have a trusty pen? Visaya pravala, the sense twigs are sense objects. Adhacha mulani, and their there are roots going down. Anusantatani extended. Karmanu Bantini Manusha Loke, bound to the fruitive actions of human society. So Srila Prabhupada explains that, of course, this is another purport where in the original edition you will not figure out what's going on. You will be totally confused, I guarantee you, if you try and figure out what represents what. You will not figure it out because it's a mess. But here's the analysis. The twigs are the sense objects. By development of different modes of nature, we develop different senses which enjoy different sense objects. The tips of the branches are the senses, ears, nose, eyes, and so on, which are attached to the enjoyments of different sense objects. And the twigs are those sense objects, sound, form, and so on. The roots, subsidiary roots, are attachments and aversions, which are byproducts of different varieties of suffering and enjoyment. The tendency toward piety and impiety are considered to develop from these secondary roots, which spread in all directions. The real root is from Brahmaloka, and the other roots are in the human planetary system. After one enjoys the results of virtuous activities in the upper planetary system, he comes down to this earth and renews his karma. The planet of human beings is considered the field of activity. So that's your brief explanation of this very complicated tree of the material world. If I write the test, you will not be tested on what is what is what is what on this thing. The summary is, it's really complicated. That tree is really complex. The planet of human beings is considered the field of activities. That means that it's on Earth that you get sinful or pious credit. On the heavenly planet, you use up your pious credit, and in the hellish planet, you burn up your sinful debits, you pay your debts. But the earth is the place where you can actually earn credit or go up or down, yes.
There were two
sons of Kuvera,
and
and
so they also made like sinful activities.
But the result is they lost their credit. They lost their pious credit and became trees on earth. Yeah.
But now the moment he saw a danger for them to get when you go down in consciousness.
Degraded.
Saw the danger,
yeah.
Means they were already degraded. What was the danger? The danger is that when you become Bhogaisharya Prasaktana, too much attached to sense enjoyment, you can't become Krishna conscious. So he gave them the benediction to get out of the heavenly planets, go down to the earth, become trees, and be blessed to be pulled down by Krishna. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when you calculate 400,000 species, but generally we think of human beings and then above that the demigods. Human beings means, you know, us guys. Demigods are in a different class, you know. They don't hang out on earth with the human beings. There are different standards. Hell you can read about in the fifth canto. There are all sorts of miseries, more than miseries, tortures for the living beings in the hellish planet.
Not for human beings.
Huh?
No, but
there are human beings, there are
gross.
There's all sorts of
things.
Mm-hmm. But hell is not imaginary. Kapildev gives the logic that on this planet also there's hell. In some religious traditions, hell is conceived of as being a place where there's fire and brimstone, where there's a kind of, where there's all sorts of pain and suffering and torture, like Iraq, in the present circumstances, where the American forces are using white potassium. Do you know what that is? White potassium is basically the Geneva International Treaties have outlawed napalm after Vietnam. So America is dutifully following the treaty. They've given up napalm, and they found a substitute which does the same thing with a different chemical composition. That's white phosphorus. White phosphorus, I guess it's called. White phosphorus? White phosphorus, yeah. Killing is not, it basically melts human bodies. Anyway, it's hellish. That's the point. The point wasn't just to make an anti-American political statement. But the point is that there are hellish punishments even on Earth. There's people take birth in some place, and it turns out to be hell. They're tortured. So Lord Kapildev says, well, if it's here, then why can't we accept that there are other places where it goes on? Reasonable. I'm stepping on my daughter. Thank you. Okay, any other questions so far? Yes.
So the demigods, they don't have only good karma, right? Because they also get some misery sometimes.
Yeah, the material karma is not, even good karma is not good. A balo a Monday sub Brahma. Good karma or bad karma, it's all bad. But the best of the bad karma, just like if you get a first class prison cell, that's good karma. But it's prison. Okay?
Do you mean to say the hell is downward and the heavenly planet is like, if here, then heavenly planet will be there and the hell is downward?
The earth's in the middle, heaven's up, hell's down.
And this Vaikuntha is
more up. It's beyond this universe.
And then the Vaikuntha is lying on the ocean, so that is up there?
No.
Down.
Because the lotus is sprouting from his abdomen, and Brahma is up on the top of the lotus. The Garbhodak ocean is filling the lower half of the universe, and he's lying on that ocean. But he's not in hell.
So this tree we are talking of is from Brahmaloka, Apolloka, filling all the tree and down here into the lower region.
Anything else here so far? Yes.
Prakasa Vishnu is there, and he must be illuminating the whole universe with his body experience.
Well, that's good thinking, but that's not described. The universe has its dark places, and it's the sun that illuminates the universe.
Yes.
He could illuminate everything, but he doesn't. By his presence. He holds back that it falls into whatever. Anything else? Yes.
Is the music changed again. That's a little longer now.
Yeah, these are some of the longer verses again. Yes, they are. That grander, longer meter.
Can this move downward or that the Rabbi Vishnu is...
What?
I mean to say, where is the Rabbi Vishnu? Before the hell or just above the hell? Where is lying?
Now hell is above. Because he's on the, you know, he's on the water. So everything is above. Okay? Narupa matyeha tato palabhyate nanto nachadir nipasam prasishtha ashvatthamenam subirudhamulam asanga sastrena vridhena chitra narupam asya iha tato tata upalabhyate. The actual form of the tree can't be seen in this world. It's not really in the material world, the real form of the tree. The reflection is seen here, but not the real tree itself. Na rupam asya iha. Iha means in this material world. Na anta, na cha adir, na cha sampratishta. And here, we're so entangled that we can't see the beginning or the end of this tree or where it has its foundation. We're bewildered. We are so caught up in the modes of material nature, going up, going down, going this way, going that way, attached to, you know, we're so into the sense objects. We're looking at the leaves, we can't see, what does that say? You can't see the forest from the trees. And in this case, the tree can be a whole forest. So with this whole, you know, and complicated tree with branches and roots and leaves extending in every direction, no one can see where the beginning is, where the end is, where it has its foundation. But asanga shastrena vidhena chitta. One should cut oneself off from this tree. Subirudha mulam. Strongly rooted tree. Virudha mula. Subirudha. Not only virudha. Subirudha mula. Strongly rooted tree. Really in there, you know, that you don't pull up that banyan tree in Calcutta by, you know, a little pick and shovel. It's dynamite, you know. So how do you get free from this tree? Asanga shastrena vridhena. By the shastra. Shastra means weapon. By the weapon of detachment, asanga. We have no business being attached to this material world. And to get free, we have to become detached in our consciousness. Asanga shastrina. What does Prabhupada say about that? The word asanga is very important. The attachment for sense enjoyment and lording it over the material nature is very strong. Therefore, one must learn detachment by discussion of spiritual science based on authoritative scriptures. And one must hear from persons who are actually in knowledge. As a result of such discussion, one comes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Asanga. Asanga sastrena. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga shikshartameka purushapuna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach knowledge and detachment and devotional service. So asanga shastrena, by the weapon of detachment, I'm attached to my, just like Arjuna, suppose he's attached to his grandfather, to his cousin, brother, to all of these friends and relatives, asanga, sustained entertainment, sutra. One has to cut oneself off by the weapon of detachment. Therefore, in the Vedic social system, detachment is very important. Brahmachari life, detachment. Vanaprastha life, moving toward detachment. Sannyas life, complete detachment. Detachment. Asanga sustainment, detainer, sutra. Or by becoming attached to Krishna, one has to become detached from this material world. Tata, then, param tat parimargatavyam. One has to search for that situation. What situation is that? Yasmin gata, that place from which having gone, na nirvartanti bhuya, one never comes back again. If you go to the heavenly planet, sine punye marchalokam vishanti, you have to come back down. Wherever you go, you can't stay. But after detaching oneself from the material world, one has to search out that place from which, having gone, one never has to return. Tam eva chadyam purusham prapadye. And one has to surrender to that original personality of Godhead, adyam purusham, yata, from whom pravrti prasrta purani, from whom everything has everything proceeds, from whom everything began and from whom everything has extended since time immemorial. When entangled with the material expansions of the tree, one cannot see how far the tree extends, nor can one see the beginning of this tree. Yet one has to find out the cause. I am the son of my father is the son of such and such. By searching in this way, one comes to Brahma, who is generated by Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. Finally, one reaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the origin. That is the end of research work. Aham sarvasya bhava. Krishna is the origin. So to get out of the entanglement of the strong banyan tree of material life, one must surrender to Krishna. As soon as one surrenders to Krishna, one becomes detached automatically from this material extension. Any questions here? Time immemorial means you can never trace out a beginning. Yeah, it began, but you can't say when. Can you say when the world began? Immemorial. Time immemorial means endless time. You can never do it, you know. Say, okay, exactly this much time. Since time immemorial, we've been in this material existence. Yes.
An analogy.
What's an analogy? Yes. Yes, not like, you know, there's actually a place where there's a tree and you have to get an axe and, you know, it says detachment on it. Huh?
You know, there's the mountain also, there where nobody can see it.
Yeah, but it's there.
Yeah, but the mountain is there, but the tree is not a tree.
No, this tree is, it's a figurative tree. It's an analogy. We don't take it that there's a literal tree which has Vedic leaves and little senses at the ends of its branches, little sense objects dangling there. No. It's an analogy. This is a metaphorical tree. Any other questions here so far? Yes.
So, that means that if one still doesn't know about the interconnection of those things and about the ocean machines, he's putting more specific endeavors for detection. And then when one can sense about the ocean machines.
Then when what?
When one understands about the ocean machines, it happens automatically.
What happens automatically?
Detection.
Yeah. The impersonalists, they're busy trying to cultivate detachment, to get freedom from material existence. And that's the highest thing they know, is freedom from material existence. But when you get freedom from material existence, then what? Oh, well, then nothing. But the devotees, freedom from material existence means engagement in the service of Krishna. Mad bhaktim labhate para. Or, he's directly aiming at devotional service to Krishna, therefore the liberation is coming automatically.
Grihastha also has to
cultivate, yeah, otherwise it's not an ashram.
How can he come to vanaprastha?
How can he come to vanaprastha?
If he doesn't cultivate.
Yeah, if he doesn't cultivate detachment, it will be hard for him to accept the vanaprastha life unless he gets help from a devotee. Just like Dhritarashtra. He got extraordinary compassion from Vidura in the form of very strong instructions by which he came to his senses. But otherwise, without the extraordinary mercy of the devotee, it's very difficult to become detached. And especially if we've never cultivated detachment throughout our lives, you take these people, they work all their lives and, you know, sense enjoyment, and then they retire. But they can't retire to a life of freedom from material activity. They retire to the golf course, they retire to, you know, someplace where they still pathetically try to enjoy sense gratification. If you read the medical literature about what to do about impotency, it's really sad. You know, old men who basically can't have erections anymore but desperately want to. And there's drugs and there are little surgical implant things with a pump attached. There are all sorts of strategies to help this old man get it on, you know? And, you know, how much enjoyment is he going to get like that? But that's their, you know, that's what they're desperate for. Or these rich, rich men, sultans, or, you know, fat cats of one kind or another, you know, younger and younger girls, more and more beautiful, and still they can't really enjoy. Chanakya Pandit has some sloka where, you know, that sloka says basically that, you know, a beautiful young girl for an old man is nothing but suffering. So, at the time of their life, when everything naturally is, you know, you might as well become detached because there's nothing more happening. The prospects for sense enjoyment are looking pretty dim. You know, the equipment doesn't work anymore. You know, unless you're very rich, young girls aren't interested in you. You can maybe find one of the, you know, 60 or 65-year-old models who still feel like they're, you know, like it's not over yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. And they're deteriorating and deteriorating. Their digestion goes down. The ability to taste goes down. The ability to hear goes down. The ability to see goes down. The ability to move around goes down. Everything starts, the software starts deteriorating. Everything starts going down and down. And still, they desperately want to enjoy. At least go on living. I told about my aunt who had that operation. She was told that she would die unless that she was going to die because she had some sort of gastronomic cancer or something, but that she could live some 6 months more if they did this operation, which would essentially remove most of her stomach, I think it was. And she was desperate to have that operation so that she could live 6 months more with no stomach. Now this is the extent of their attachment. So if one cooperates with Krishna's arrangement, then one will see, well, you know, forget it for material enjoyment. It's time to get out. You'll see the warning signs that, you know, the systems are starting to fail. The taste for, you know, the ability to enjoy is declining. It's more and more effort for less and less return. All the signs are there. I should get out. And if he's had proper training, he'll understand that now is the time to go. And if he hasn't had proper training, well, how many more years can I, you know, what else can I do with my golden years? You know, I've never seen Paris. I've never seen this. I've never seen that. I think I'd like to go here. I think I'd like to go there. Visit my grandchildren here, you know? It's pictures painted very vividly in the third canto by Lord Kapildev, how he's hanging on with his family to whom he's dedicated his whole life, and he's expecting that they will love and respect him as their old grandfather, and they're all thinking, you know, how much longer do we have to take care of this guy? You know, how long is he going to keep hanging on? Like an old ox that can't work anymore. So by cultivation of knowledge, as Prabhupada says here, by discussion of spiritual science based on authoritative scriptures, one has to cultivate this detachment, even in householder life, or especially in householder life, so that one can eventually escape and not have to return to this material world. One has to go on hearing so that he can know what the, keep in the forefront what the real goal of his life is. Any other questions?
Maharaj, this attaching oneself to Krishna and detachment happens automatically, but it seems like still one has to cultivate it to some degree, because the 16th chapter, verse number 1, number 3, Srila Prabhupada explains how the sannyas, a sannyasi shouldn't look towards a woman, or even one who's practicing spiritual life shouldn't look towards a woman thinking of sense gratification, you know, and if one does this, you know, he's considered to be abominable, you know. So, but it seems like it's a kind of practice, you know, there's a beautiful woman, and
yes, but simply to practice aversion to beautiful women will not be as effective as developing attachment to Krishna. If you develop attachment for Krishna, then this practice of looking the other way or not looking toward women with a lusty mentality will come naturally. Otherwise, you're just fighting against the waves of material desire, and it's very difficult. Yad pāda pankaja palāsa vilāsa bhaktya, Sanat Kumar instructs that to become detached is very difficult for those who have not become attached to the lotus feet of the Personality of Godhead. But if one becomes attached to Krishna, then this cultivation of detachment becomes possible. Something else? Shall we move on? Do you guys need a break or what?
Yes?
Okay, we're breaking.
Maharaj, in regard to the same question, so Krishna just takes that attraction away, is that basically...
You become attracted to Krishna,
yeah.
Then you lose your attraction for Maya.
Yeah, okay. This is what we cultivate, is the attachment.
One side be careful of Maya, and the other side try to cultivate that attachment. Of hearing, by saying we have to cultivate that taste.
So instead of cultivating detachment, we cultivate attachment for Krishna.
Cultivate both, but if you cultivate attachment for Krishna, then the cultivating detachment, just like if I offer you some crummy biscuits, so you have something, you know, a cupcake or something, you'll say no. I'd rather the other way around, that you're holding onto a crummy little biscuit. If I say put it down, you'll say no, my biscuit. If I offer you a big naturally you'll drop it.
But which one are we trying to cultivate?
Attachment. Otherwise, if you just cultivate detachment, still that doesn't get you past detachment. But if you cultivate attachment, the detachment comes automatically.
I don't know.
Keep following the process. There's nothing other than the process. Follow the process. With enthusiasm, confidence, patience. Is that okay?
Some people
are different, you know, people. Some might. Yeah. There's no secret program that I reveal to you after, you know, in the advanced course. Program.
$200 again.
Yeah, the $200 seminar doesn't get you the better process. Just gets me $200.
Yeah. You should have been there. Very long time. I think that's what I find. Before you go, then we could have a look at what we plan on doing next year and see if you like to be involved in it. Get some exciting things planned. Some exciting things planned. Just show you the whole thing and see what you think.
Now, today is 15. We're on 3 or 4. So we'll finish it Monday. So then Tuesday we'll need to be inside. We'll do that PowerPoint thing. Now, I was thinking maybe the thing to do on Tuesday actually is put my morning and afternoon classes together in the morning. When do they start? 10:30? 10 o'clock? Is this a morning session? When do they start?
Well, one classroom can be free all morning.
All morning. So maybe instead of doing a morning and an evening, we'll just take more time in the morning. Means maybe you're starting at 11:30. You could start at 10. And yeah, with a break in between, you know. Put solid break in between. That'll be good. That'll give us time to do the PowerPoint thing and then discuss and not be broken. I think that's better. That'll be Tuesday. I think to make sure we have enough time. And otherwise, it just goes over an hour and a half and there's no time for questions.
I will.
That'll be the classroom. It's connected to that computer.
The forward classroom.
No.
The back classroom. The one that we were using.
Okay.
I don't even mind if others come if they want. It's probably better. Should be interesting. Yeah. At least it'll be different, but it's just audio.
You need speakers?
Could use speakers, yeah. I mean, it's not crucial. My laptop speakers will be enough, but if there's nice speakers, that's good. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's this hall.
Okay. Nice little book.
Yeah. Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, isn't it? I've given up this system. I decided that I'm getting old enough that I probably don't need to schedule much anymore.
I've got three. This one, a big one, and another bigger one, you know.
I've gone down to my first year as an experiment. I've gone down to a tiny British one. I'm down to this now. That's it for the year. Yeah, I figure, you know, I used to have one of those. Till now, I've had one of those. One page per day. Stay tired of things. I'm not so executive anymore. Probably more. They're costing us too much money. They're just skin dealers. We'll see how it works. And then I think it's real gold. Real fake gold. Plus clothing sizes. It doesn't work.
That's bogus, right?
All right.
The knowledge comes from the sampradaya. If you're not disciplined, then we will not be able to go back to Krishna like this. What type of reflections do these people do? Not to know what type of knowledge they do.
Well, then you have to find another branch of the sampradaya that's alive. If a branch breaks off, then it dies. It detaches itself from the source. So it can't live. So that's
we should
it should be up to be in sampradaya.
Yeah, it's still there. This is in our life. Smelly out of the apple. It's smelly out of
the sun is getting a bit heavy.
Yeah.
Is that sun?
Yes.
Sun.
Okay, shall we start again? Shall we resume? Shall we begin?
Krishna, Krishna.
Okay. Nirmana moha jita sanga dosha adhyatma nitya vinivritta kama vandvaya vimukta sukaduka sangar gacchantya mudha paramavyayam tat. So, who can go to that Supreme Personality of Godhead? Who can achieve Him? It's a person who's amudha, who's not amudha, who's not bewildered, who's not foolish. What are his qualities? Nirmana moha. He's freed from false prestige and illusion. Just as we read, what was the first item in the, among the items of knowledge?
Humility.
Amanitva. So here, the same thing. Nirmana. He's freed from false pride. Freed from illusion. And jitasanga. Freed from false association. What is that association?
Association with worldly people.
Association with worldly people. False associations caused by familial, social, and national affections. These faulty associations bind one to the material world. Jitasanga dosha. Dosha means fault. One has to become freed from bad associations or material association of any sort. Adhyatma nitya. And one has to understand the eternal, one has to come to the platform of spiritual knowledge. And vinivritta kama. Give up material lusty desires. And dvandvai vimukta. Be freed from the duality. Sukha dukkha sangai. Of happiness and distress. Gacchantya mudha paramabhyayata. Such a person can surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Any questions here? Happiness and distress. Always working for happiness and trying to avoid distress. Always affected by pleasure and pain, heat and cold, happiness and distress. I want it, I don't want it. He has to rise above this. My business is to serve Krishna. I may be happy, I may be distressed, or what is this happiness and distress anyway? Vartanta iti dharyan, it's simply the senses going on with their objects. What does it have to do with me? Yes? Adhyatma nitya. He has spiritual knowledge. Knowledge of what's eternal and what's temporary. See what it's... One should know by the cultivation of real knowledge that he's not the Lord of material nature. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Lord. He has to understand. One has to develop spiritual knowledge, cultivate knowledge of what's his own and what's not his own, understand things as they are. This Bhagavad Gita means spiritual knowledge. Yes?
Do you think is it possible to find a person who's like this, who's free from DLT?
Yeah?
I don't think so.
What did you ask me? Just to find out whether we have a difference of opinion or not? Okay, we have a difference of opinion.
But sometimes, like the falsity is always there. You always find like if anybody wants to have this fact, everybody wants to.
Okay. So for you, there's no such person. For me, there is such a person. All you can say is you haven't met such a person. Not there is no such person. There's a story, there were two farmers at a fair. And they saw a camel. You know? And they're looking at it, and looking at it, and looking at it. Looking at it. Finally, the one farmer turned and said to the other, "There ain't no such animal."
I need to say that from the thousands of people, you can find only one person.
Yeah. They're not walking all over the planet. Not that you walk down Chaurangi and everybody's a pure devotee of Krishna, but there are such persons. No, we're dealing with this character first. What you haven't seen, it's not that what you haven't seen doesn't exist. Or you can't conceive of it. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's like Dr. Frog probably tells the story. He's, one frog jumps in the well of another frog. How's it going? I've just seen the ocean. Really, what's the ocean? Oh, it's this huge body of water. Is it as big as my well? No, it's huge. Is it twice as big as my well? And that way it's going on, trying to measure the ocean by its limited experience. So you have your limited experience. That doesn't mean there's nothing beyond your experience. Is that all right?
Sometimes I think that it's very difficult to find a person who has all the good qualities.
I agree with you. It's not so easy. Lord Chaitanya compares it to, this example is given, that there's a tortoise who's coming up out of to the surface of the water, and there's a board floating by with a hole in it, and he sticks his head up through the hole. Now, what are the chances of that happening? It's not such an easy thing to meet a pure devotee of Krishna. It's by the grace of Krishna only. Is that all right?
And if one does, he may also have to recognize that person.
Yeah, that also. After millions of births, you know, it's such a rare thing, we meet a pure devotee and we say, who's this guy? Who does he think he is? Because we see with material vision. One devotee walked into 26 Second Avenue. Prabhupada was chanting. And he finished the kirtan. Put the Bhagavatam there to begin the class. Put on his glasses. The devotee thought, what is this? I thought he was a Swami. Now he needs glasses? He finally joined anyway, but you know, that's our material vision. We see, oh, he has glasses. How can he be a pure devotee? How could he be a Swami?
I just tell a short story. I don't have
it. Please tell a short story.
There was a cat living in a Boston harbor. There's no harbor as beautiful as the Boston harbor. And then somebody told him, you know, you've never seen another harbor. So why don't you get in a boat and travel all over the world and see the other harbor? So he did that, and every time they would enter a new harbor, he would get on the boat and up there, and he would say, nah, there ain't no harbor as the Boston Harbor. So one day he came out to look around at the new harbor and he said, nah, there's no harbor as beautiful as the Boston Harbor. And there was an old cat, you know, on the dock.
Passed in the
water and said, fool, this is the Boston Harbor. Thank you. Now, this Yogananda Mahaprabhu already, we have spoken recovery.
Yeah.
And yet, also in the material world or whether spiritual world, we have cycles designation. Isn't it
dangerous? Yes, dangerous.
Over a period, I think I'm a devotee
around. Yep, it's dangerous. So one becomes attached to the title. I'm DBT trustee, I'm DBT, I'm PhD. At least we shouldn't take these things very seriously.
But over a period, like, you know.
It's a question of your consciousness. For a person who's after titles, that's one thing. And a person who knows, all right, they've given me this title, so, you know, when they burn my body, they'll be burning the body of a person who has these titles. So on. Question of your consciousness. Krishna conscious person is not affected by touch. Person who's less Krishna conscious, maybe. A person who's not Krishna conscious. Shall we move forward? Yes, let's move forward. Any other questions about this verse? Yes. I've had it. Enough of lust. Forget it. Yes. Vinigritsa means sun. Lust
finished. Only not Ram, like he can not put the arrow, the lust in our heart. That means like Krishna can take it away.
Yeah.
But otherwise it's not possible.
Yeah, getting free from lust is a big problem. Simply to empty the heart of lust will be very difficult if you don't have anything else to put in there. But if you put Krishna consciousness there, then where's the room for lust? Anything else? Okay. Moving on. Nasad Pasyate Suryo Nasa Shanko Nasa Shanko Napavaka Yadgatra Nanivartante Sad Dhamma Padamam Mama. Prabhupada used to quote this verse quite often. This is the description of Vaikuntha or the spiritual world. I'm sure there was something interesting here. The Natad Bhasyate Surya. So in the spiritual world, there's no need of sun. Na Shashanka. There's no need of moon. Na Pavaka. No need of fire or electricity. Because everything in the spiritual world is luminous by nature. It's illuminated by the spiritual effulgence of Krishna. So there's no need of sun or moon or electricity. This material world is by nature dark. Without the sun, like this morning, when the sun was in the clouds, it was pretty dark. And cold also. So the illumination, like Prabhupada said, artificial lighting is required in the material world. You need a sun, you need a moon, you need fire, you need electricity. But in the spiritual world, there's no such need because of the shining effulgence, the Brahma Jyoti. Yadgatra, having attained that spiritual world, nani vartante, he never comes back. Tadhama paramam mama. Krishna says, that's my supreme abode. The material world is also Krishna's abode, but the Vaikuntha is the supreme abode. Paravyon, the superior spiritual sky. For one who's too much attached to this material world, it's very difficult to cut that attachment. But if he takes to Krishna consciousness, there's a chance of gradually becoming detached. One has to associate himself with devotees, those who are in Krishna consciousness. One should search out a society dedicated to Krishna consciousness and learn how to discharge devotional service. In this way, he can cut off his attachment to the material world. One cannot become detached from the attraction of the material world simply by dressing himself in saffron cloth. He must become attached to the devotional service of the Lord. Therefore, one should take it very seriously that devotional service, as described in the 12th chapter, is the only way to get out of this false representation of the real tree. Yes. Excuse me? Yeah, Prabhupada gives it as electricity. No need of electricity. Prabhupada took it that way. There is no need of it in the spiritual world. Yeah, there's no need of Thomas Alva Edison and the electric light. Pavaka literally means fire, but Prabhupada took it as gave it as electricity. Such as we have. Yeah, I mean, in the previous context, there was no need of fire. You know, everything was, if you wanted to illuminate something, you used a fire. You know, you had a fireplace that illuminated your house, you had candles and torches and that kind of stuff. Now, you know, we speak of a torch. A torch used to be something like what they carried on the procession, what they carry on the procession of the deities. That's a torch. Now a torch is, you know, the little thing with ever-ready batteries. So, you know, to convey the same idea, electricity. Some other question, yes.
One day I was hearing a class of my guru, and he mentioned that Gop Kumar reached one fine afternoon, something like that I heard from him.
Reached one fine afternoon?
With the world.
Yes.
So here, there is no day and night and everything.
There's everything, but it's for enjoyment. Like Krishna, there's dancing in the moonlight, but the moon is just for enjoyment. There's no need of anything. Why not? But not by material necessity.
And there's no time.
There's no time. There's afternoon, but there's no time. You're not exactly going to get it down here, you know. There's a story that someone wanted to know. Someone had never tasted jackfruit. You know this jackfruit?
Yeah.
Well, probably some of you have seen jackfruit. It's these trees that have, they have like a little stalk that comes out from the side, and this big fruit comes. It looks like an enormous hand grenade. Kind of.
They're big.
Yeah, well, they can be different sizes. They can be this size, this size. That's called jackfruit. And it becomes a vegetable, but in an earlier stage also, in a different stage, you get fruit, which is like bubble gum. So anyway, jackfruit. Those of you who haven't tasted, how many of you have tasted jackfruit? The fruit part.
The
ripe fruit. Who hasn't tasted? Okay. So how do we describe to those who've not? You've never tasted jackfruit.
You don't get it up north.
North, you don't get jackfruit. So half your life is wasted. So someone's trying to describe, you know, the half they've tasted are trying to describe to the other half what jackfruit is like. So someone is trying and trying, he's failing, you know, but what does it taste like? What does it taste like? Well, it's kind of, well, what does it taste like? Finally he says, it's like sugarcane juice strained through a Muslim's beard.
What is a Muslim beer?
It means you're not going to understand it. On a holiday? Hey, if I can speak to my travel agent. Any other questions about this? So we'll meet again at 4:30. right? 4:30. 4:30 upstairs again. We'll carry on from there. On Tuesday, I think, we'll do a PowerPoint presentation, so we'll be inside on Tuesday. And maybe we'll start early on Tuesday also, so we have, we'll do everything in the morning and not in, nothing in the afternoon.
No, Monday?
Monday. Monday, no. Monday probably we'll finish this chapter. Then Tuesday we'll start chapter 16. That's how I'm thinking. We'll see how it goes. Thank you.